Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 26th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden. Leading off today, we talked yesterday about the second iOS 26 beta and all of the new changes and features that came with it. As it turns out, hidden in the second iOS 26 beta code is the first evidence of a new iPhone 17 Air. Apple has included a new version of its clownfish wallpaper that comes in a resolution that no other device currently has. That resolution is 1260 by 2736 pixels, which is greater than the iPhone 16 Pro and less than the iPhone 16 Pro Max. This aligns perfectly with the rumors for the iPhone 17 Air, which is set to be 6.6 inches, again right between the 16 Pro at 6.3 inches and the 16 Pro Max at 6.9 inches. The iPhone 17 Air is rumored to have a radically different design, focusing more on form over function, opting for a super thin design over features like the fastest possible Apple Silicon chip and even battery life. The iPhone 17 Air will replace the current Plus model in Apple's lineup and is expected to match or be slightly more expensive than that device, but still cheaper than the Pro and the Pro Max. You can hit the link in the show notes for a mock-up that compares the iPhone 16 Pro and iPhone 16 Pro Max in terms of display sizes and resolution. We expect Apple to announce the device this fall in September at a special event focused on the iPhone 17 lineup. Next up today, the Apple Sports app for iPhone that first launched in February of last year has just gotten a big new update. The home screen layout of the app has been revamped with upcoming games now separated by leagues. You can further personalize the list by reordering the sections to your preference, so you can make the sports that you're most interested in appear first, with other leagues and teams below. The teams you've chosen as your favorite will always show at the very top. And also, just in time for Wimbledon, the app has added support for tennis scores. This means you will be able to follow along with live scores for Grand Slam tournaments spanning men's and women's single matches starting with Wimbledon. Just like how it has incorporated other sports, the tennis experience feels very premium inside Apple Sports. The background for a fixture, for example, includes a depiction of the court surface, like grass or clay. As well as the scoreboard and stats for the current game, you can see the previous game record of both players and get a quick overview of their pathway from the start of the tournament all the way through the finals. Apple also promises that Apple Sports is the fastest way to keep track of every point, with scores updating live as soon as a match starts. You can also add tennis matches as a live activity to follow live scores on your iPhone lock screen and on the Apple Watch. Each card is customized to show the most appropriate details for each sport. The Apple Sports app is available as a free download from the App Store, but unfortunately it's still rather limited in its availability, only offered to users in the US, Canada, and the UK. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden, the trusted solution for password, passkey, and secrets management. Bitwarden helps individuals and businesses take control of their digital security with tools that make managing strong, unique credentials simple across all devices. That includes desktop, browser, iOS, Android, Apple Watch, and Apple Vision Pro. With features like end-to-end encryption, secure autofill, and enterprise SSO, Bitwarden protects you from phishing attacks and data breaches. Over 55% of people have abandoned logging into accounts because they forgot a password, and 60% say managing passwords is stressful. Bitwarden makes it easy with options like biometric unlock, password sharing, and the ability to manage logins, identities, and payment info across platforms. It even supports passkeys and secure sharing, all with zero-knowledge encryption. Check it out at the link in the show notes or at bitwarden.com. My thanks to Bitwarden for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Running up today, after a couple weeks of radio silence in the Epic Games versus Apple case, Apple's lawyers are now back with a vengeance in the Ninth Circuit. And this time, Apple's lawyers are not just pushing back on the original outcome, but are also asking the Ninth Circuit to assign the case to a different judge if it's sent back to the district court. In this week's filings, Apple said the updated order in the Epic Games case effectively rewrites the rules and punishes it for conduct that isn't illegal under California's unfair competition law. It also argues that civil contempt powers are supposed to enforce existing orders, not impose harsher ones after the fact. You're probably acquainted with the timeline here, where in 2021, Epic won an injunction against Apple that prohibited Apple from blocking developers from steering users to alternative payment solutions. Then in April, a new ruling found Apple in civil contempt for allegedly undermining the original injunction. Then U.S. District Judge Yovan Gonzalez-Rogers had had enough and issued a sweeping new injunction that said Apple could no longer take any cut from purchases made outside of Apple's own in-app payment system, nor could it restrict how and where developers link out to third-party payment platforms. In a filing this week, Apple is pushing back on the idea that its 27% commission for purchases completed through external links was out of line, and argued that even if that number was deemed too high, the solution shouldn't be to eliminate commissions altogether, like the current injunction does. In sum, Apple's requests in the new appeal include vacating the new injunction that bans all commissions on external purchases, striking down the 5 additional restrictions on steering, such as button design, disclosure templates, and where external links can lead in the app, reversing the civil contempt filing, and reassigning the case to a new judge if it's sent back to the district court. In a statement this week, Apple reaffirmed it's appealing this order to ensure that the App Store remains an incredible opportunity for developers and a safe and trusted experience for everyone. As for what happens next, the case will continue to move through the court system, and we aren't expecting any decisions for quite a while. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.